Good morning. Welcome to our guests today at St. Mike's, this Divine Mercy Sunday. It's good to have you. A few months ago, I was having dinner with some of our parishioners at their home, and afterwards, their daughters asked me if I wanted to do karaoke. And so I did. The tequila helped. So we did a combination between AC/DC and Aretha Franklin. Somehow we mixed those together. But I can tell you, Father Ben, singing Aretha Franklin is not pretty. With God, all things are possible. Did you know that she was born here in Memphis, Aretha? Not long ago, Paul Simon said that of all the artists that he ever worked with, the one that he respected the most and the one he enjoyed working with the most was Aretha Franklin. And she died, as you know, in July of 2018 in Detroit, but was born here in Memphis. And right before she died, she really rediscovered her Christian faith. And one of the things that she said that really helped her a lot of the years was, in her words, having a thick skin. Having a thick skin. She said that it has really helped her over the years to have a thick skin. What does that mean? What does it mean when somebody has like what they would call a thick skin? It means very simply that we understand who we are and whose we are. Who we are as having been made in God's image and likeness that nobody can take from us, and whose we are, namely Jesus Christ. You know, when somebody's got thick skin, it means that when other people are having a bad day, when they don't like us, when they're dysfunctional or toxic or whatever, our peace does not depend on being accepted or liked by these people. That's what it means. In fact, somebody who's got a thick skin can take real criticism and not be threatened by it. So, do you have it? You know, question, how many in the Old Testament, how many psalms are there? How many psalms in the Old Testament? Anybody ever heard of the Old Testament? Yeah. Okay, there's 150 psalms. Who wrote the psalms? King David. Okay, side note. This is just a side note. Many of us, we know all about our favorite football team stats and what's streaming tonight. We know nothing, little, about the Bible. Just saying. Might be worth investigating a little bit, okay? We hear it every Sunday. Side note, one of the common themes all throughout the Psalms is this, putting our peace and security in God alone, nobody else. Psalm 18, it goes like this, quote, "The Lord alone is my rock, my fortress, my stronghold, my God in whom I stand firm." Two words there to remember, Lord alone is my rock, my fortress, my stronghold. Just him. So when we have a thick skin, it means that we have a force field of sorts, and we're putting our peace in God alone, nobody else. It doesn't mean we're stubborn. What it means is we're not threatened by other people. What they think of us, their mood, whatever. In fact, we welcome it because we know it helps us to grow. You know, raise your hand. How many people here ever knew Monsignor Paul Clunan from St. Louis? Okay, if you've never knew him, he was the pastor at St. Louis Parish for 35 years. They never do that now. They never do that now. Back in those days, that was pretty common, right? 35 years he was pastor, all right? And one of the things that he used to say is very common is he used to tell the other priests, he said that... He used to joke that he couldn't walk across the parking lot without somebody saying, "Father, you need to do this, and Father, you should have done this." And privately, when he was talking to the younger priests, he would say, gentlemen, to be a parish priest today, you need to have a thick skin. He said, most people are awesome, but some are un poco loco. Yeah, a little cray-cray. I'm guessing no matter what business you are in, with your clients, with your patients, whatever it is, you know what I'm talking about. That most people are great, but there's some people that will make an atheist out of the greatest believer. All right, if you believe it. I can tell you when people come to work here at St. Mike's, that's one of the first things we tell them. Most people are great, but sometimes you have to have a thick skin to work with people. You just do, no matter what we're in. Okay? Our peace does not depend on what other people think. We pray for them. You know, I remember many years ago, on the 4th of July, the first year I was ordained, at a big parish picnic. And you know, of course they invite the parish priest, and we go, at the parish picnic on the 4th of July, there was 13 potato salads. 13 potato salads. So everybody's watching to see whose potato salad you eat, right? So I didn't eat this one man, he made this potato salad, I didn't eat it. So he comes up next to me as I'm having my barbecue and just lit into me. Just blasted me right in front of all these people for not eating his potato salad. And so you could hear a pin drop. And I turned to him and I said, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure this is what they call a first world problem, buddy. The man was losing his peace over potato salad, okay? It goes without saying, it has nothing to do with potato salad, okay? As they say, the issue is not the issue. Some people are good people, but they're so deeply insecure that they put their peace into something like potato salad, okay? So often for us, what we have to do is realize it has nothing to do with that. Furthermore, it's not my job to fix that person. Now, if they come to me and say, look, I really need your help. Okay, now we're talking something different. The issue is often not the issue. We need to know who we are and whose we are so that we are not losing our peace and we have a thick skin. Amen? It's important. I'll close with this. So let's back up, if you don't mind. Let's go back to all of us when we were in grade school and high school. Do you remember when you were in grade school and high school? Do you remember who was the popular person in your class? Like, who was the in crowd, the one that everybody wanted to rub shoulders with? I wasn't one of those people. But do you remember who that was? Like, if you were, let's say you went back to fifth or sixth grade, who was the popular person that everybody wanted to be around, everybody wanted to invite? What about when you were a sophomore? I'm guessing you don't have to think too long about that. Where are they now? Where are they now? Do you even care? You know, this one woman I know, I'm very close with, she was bullied relentlessly in grade school by another girl in her class. Fast forward 30 years, she ended up becoming her supervisor at work. Be careful who you step on to get ahead, because life has a funny way of keeping us humble. This is why I'm asking you this question. There's a big difference, brothers and sisters, between being popular and being accepted. We all need to be accepted. That's a basic fundamental principle for every human being. We all need a certain amount of acceptance. Being popular means nothing. It literally means nothing. Think about Jesus. One of the things we remember this week, On Palm Sunday, he comes in Jerusalem. Everybody's like, oh, Jesus, we're so happy you're here. They're laying palms at his feet. Hail, King of the Jews. Only a few days later, those exact same people put him there. Can you imagine if Jesus had put his peace in what these people were thinking in the peanut gallery? It wouldn't have made it there. For each and every one of us, it's important to remember there are good, good people everywhere in the world, and there are very wounded people everywhere in the world. And every single one of us, let's be honest, has some level of insecurity that we're working on. Even the people that look the most steely and most together on the outside, sometimes those are the ones struggling the most. And there are people out there that will expect us to fix them, to be people pleasers. That will never work. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, it's good to remember, as we look at this image, that sometimes the person we need to be the most merciful to is ourselves.